I was going to tell you a story, the story of how I came to first discover some of the most important elements of what it means to be apostolic. This is what happened. In 1989, the Lord began to make it clear to me that he was restoring apostles to the church. When this truth came to me, up to this point, I hadn't known of apostles, hadn't believed in it. None of us did. And I didn't want to say so in public because you'd be laughed down or shouted down. But the Lord kept saying this is what he was doing and began to give me a lot of information about apostles. And as time went on and you could teach more and more about this, it became evident over the world, all over the world. In fact, this is what the Lord was doing. But up until about 95 or 96, all the information coming to me from the Lord, which I would find by searching the scriptures or waiting on the Lord in prayer and he would show me what was in the scriptures, all that information was about apostles, the nature of apostles and what kind of character they would have, what kind of authority they had, what their role was. But in 95 or 96, here in this church, one day, I suddenly had a realization that shifted the entire ground I was standing on. And the realization was this, that God is not just about the business of restoring apostles. He's actually about the business of something much, much bigger. He's actually working to restore the apostolic nature of Christianity, that all of the church is meant to become apostolic in nature, that all of God's people, every believer, is meant to become an apostolic type Christian, that is to have an apostolic nature or grace. My problem was in 95 or 6 when I suddenly had this realization, I did not know what it meant for everyone to be an apostolic people, for the whole church to have this grace. I thought I had understanding of what it meant for someone to be an apostle. But what did it mean for the church to be apostolic? And I began to seek the Lord. I didn't have an answer to the question. And I would pray, and I'd be looking into the realm of the Spirit and listening and waiting for some sense, and nothing would come. I was just blank. And I'd search the scriptures looking for the answer, thinking, surely there's an answer in the Bible that tells us what it means for the church to be apostolic. But I couldn't see it. And I'm thinking, in the whole of the New Testament, I couldn't see a single statement that told us what this meant. Now, for months I prayed into this. And every time I would ask the Lord, the primary question was, what does it mean to be an apostolic people? I'd see nothing. I'd hear nothing. It's like silence. But after a little while, I started to hear a little whisper, like from behind me, like from over my shoulder. And what I would hear whispered is just a little word. And I did not think this was the answer to the question. I just thought it was extra information. And so I wrote it down. And then another day I'd be praying and looking for the big answer and nothing. But I'd hear a little whisper and I'd write that down. And after months of prayer like this, just mystified as to why there's no clear answer, I realized I had a whole list of these words written down that he'd given me. And suddenly I realized this was the answer to the question. And what I realized was the answer to the question was totally different to the answer I was expecting. And the reason I was seeing nothing and hearing nothing up front was I was full of expectation about the kind of answer that would come. What I was expecting from all the years of conditioning in churches like, and in denominational Christianity, I was expecting a power answer. I was expecting to hear some key from the Lord that would turn the power on in the church and all the people would become miracle workers. But he was trying to talk about something altogether different. And it wasn't just about everybody being the same, but now being a power worker, working miracles and raising the dead. No, he wanted to talk about something that was deep down in the heart of the people. And it turned out that if you're going to answer this question, what does it mean to be an apostolic people, you have to understand what it means to have a different kind of heart. And so when I went back and looked at these things that were written, one of the realizations I came to was that every one of those affected the way we worked together. It affected the way we thought about each other, the way we related to one another, the way we listened to each other, the way we walked together. It was very much about heart connection with one another. In a minute, I'll tell you what some of the things were that were on the list. But the truth is, and if you don't get a hold of this truth, then you are nowhere near understanding what it means to be apostolic. The truth is, you cannot answer that question by defining externals. In other words, what we do or the way we do it. The question has to be answered by internals, what kind of people we are in here, especially in our relationships with one another. In the end, you have to answer it in terms of how we relate to God and how we relate to each other. That is what determines whether you have apostolic grace and whether the church has apostolic life. But traditionally, the term apostolic was thought to apply to power and authority and miracles and signs and wonders. And so consequently, for most people in the world, if you ask them what it means to be apostolic, they will say, well, it means you plant churches, send missionaries, heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out demons, and it's the wrong answer. See, that answer is all about going out and doing things. And the truth is, anybody can go out and do those things. Australians might say any mug could do that. Anyone can go plant churches, send missionaries, pray for the sick, even preach the gospel. And often it's a false gospel. Like, for example, the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Mormons, the Muslims, they all do those kinds of things. And there are many Christians in the world who do those kinds of things. And Christians, I'm talking about, who preach a true gospel. But the way they're operating in their relationships, their attitudes, they're doing the things they're supposed to do, but they're not functioning out of apostolic life and apostolic grace. It's a form of Christianity, but it doesn't have anything like the real power that was intended for Christianity. It has Christian doctrine and Christian structure, but it does not have the real Christ heart that's apostolic. And that's why we have to go back to take a hard look at what is in the guts of the thing to work out whether it's truly apostolic or not. And when you get the real thing, life just billows out of that. cats had to say.